Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
We are hitting a grim milestone when it comes to COVID deaths in the U.S. Aaron Katursky is joining us now with more. 500,000 COVID deaths, Aaron.
It's more than, you know, three wars. It's a stunning toll that we really don't have a way to visualize. Think about it. There are 50,000 names on the Vietnam Memorial Wall. Imagine how big it would have to be if we were to have some kind of public marker of all the COVID-19 deaths in this country. Today we expect President Biden to acknowledge this unwanted milestone at the White House, but beyond that, it's being marked by countless families and communities who are missing bus drivers and crossing guards and nurses and doctors and people from all walks of life.
You know, when a year ago, when we were hearing about this coming into the U.S., nobody had any idea how many lives it would be taking, and here we are a year later with 500,000.
Except, Susan, there were some people, including Tom Bossert, who worked for the Trump administration, and he was among those who said, you know, this could kill 500,000-600,000 people. And I remember at the time, he's an ABC News contributor, and we all sat around and listened to him make this grim prediction, and we're like, come on, no way. And, you know, it turns out to be right, and you think about whether it had to be this way or whether there, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know, and we know that there's a number of questions that, you know, nursing home families in our state in particular are asking, but beyond that, 500,000 lives is an incredible void.
Looking at this milestone, though, it's happening at a time where, in the very near future, things are looking a little bit brighter.
Well, that's the hope, right? That vaccines are finally getting distributed in meaningful ways. And this week is the hearing for emergency use authorization for Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Assuming that's authorized, that adds instantly millions of more doses and potentially could make more people eligible for a shot. The hope is that by the summer, any American who wants a vaccine will be able to get one. So you're right, things are looking up. The positivity rate in our state has dropped to its lowest level since November, now that holiday gatherings are over and, you know, the risk takers that are left in the community seem to have already either gotten COVID-19 or finally gotten the message to mask up. And so things, I think, Brian, are looking up.
Aaron, thank you. Aaron Katursky, live from New York.